Welcome to the OatHealth.com Heart Health Podcast. My name is Joe, and thank you for joining me on episode number 10, July 23rd, 2009. For show notes and support material for everything discussed in today's episode, please visit www.oathealth.com/blog/podcast. We're changing up the format on the OatHealth.com Heart Health Podcast a little bit. We're splitting up the news and research from the main topic and the weekly challenge. Earlier this week, went over the main topic and weekly challenge about exercise and really taking a look at how often we exercise, and we really highlighted some of the benefits we can expect to get from exercise. So for this episode of the podcast, we're going to cover some recent news and research that we found, and just some really interesting stuff about exercise and telling us more information about what are some more things we can expect to benefits that we can expect to receive from exercise. One of which talks about exercise increasing survival better than angioplasty. This was released in a meeting that was done in Europe in the Association of Cardiovascular Prevention and Rehabilitation. And we also have a research article, and it's a big meta-analysis, and this was a lot of people, over 187,000 people were looked at out of a number of different studies, so 33 different studies put together. Really makes for a large meta-analysis of people with some really substantial information about exercise that I think that will make some changes in the ways we look at cardiovascular prevention, even some of the policies that we have and how we carry out, how we try to assess where some of these risk factors are at. And so some real interesting news, and we'll talk a little bit about that weekly challenge as well. So here we go. Okay, here we go. We're back. And this for me is really some exciting stuff that we're looking at as far as exercise. You know, this is really a part of prevention that we can look at and really know once again that we can play a part, a large part in our health. And I think a lot of times we're dealing with cardiovascular health or diabetes, you know, whatever the case may be. I think a lot of times we spend too much time waiting for that new thing or looking forward to something else that may have a solution for our problem, when many of the things that we can control today can have an effect. And I know we hear a lot about people saying they don't want to take pills, or they hear too much from their doctor about all these procedures that are going to have to go through. But spending a little time in prevention on some things that already we have control over, and really in a lot of ways, if there's a conscious effort made, we really can enjoy taking some time to exercise. But you know, if we're spending too much time looking for that next new thing, there's just a lot of problems that can come up with that, and especially the fact that, you know, anything new that comes out on the market, whether that be a medication therapy or whether that be a surgical procedure or anything like that, we don't know the long-term risk generally of a lot of those things. And most things we see long-term, they're going to have some kind of side effects. Now, some are very manageable and they're going to be okay, but some of them, you know, sometimes it can even be just as bad, or, you know, in some cases, worse than the actual thing we're trying to treat sometimes. So, you know, to wait for something like that can really have a lot of downside to it. By the time our bodies need emergency care, you know, really at that point, it's very difficult for our body to recover from whatever had happened. And sometimes worse yet, you know, we really don't even get the chance to recover. You know, for many Americans, the first sign of heart disease is death. And so many people are also debilitated by strokes and heart attacks, or have complications from the emergency procedures that are carried out on them. So I think that exercise and some of the research we're going to look at and the news we're looking at is really exciting to me, because of the fact that we can do something and be proactive about these and make really significant change. Especially when we look at the news today, we have the title is New Evidence: Exercise Helps Heart Disease Increases Survival Better Than Angioplasty. Got this one from naturalnews.com. And their feed. And this was a news article that they looked at some of the research that was presented at the European Association of Cardiovascular Prevention and Rehabilitation. It was just recently held in Barcelona, Spain. And they looked at some of the treatments available for heart disease. And in several studies, a lot of the studies presented at the meeting, exercise was able to reduce markers for heart disease, which we've known about, you know, especially looking at things like HDL, you know, the fact that if you can raise HDL, it really can have a lot of positive effects on heart disease. And so that's some of the things. But this was for patients following coronary artery bypass surgery, and we're hearing more people having that surgery. And there's still some things you can do, and I think that exercise, if under the proper care of the doctor, and that's one of the things, once again, disclaimer for some of the things we talked about today, is just check with your doctor and make sure. But I think sometimes we can feel defeated, especially after having bypass surgery or some of these things, and not feeling like getting out there and getting back in the game for exercise. But it really has a lot of benefits for people that have had the bypass. And then for like heart failure is another one. It can leave us debilitated, can leave us tired, but exercise is going to have a lot of benefits, and actually seems to have some improvement for heart failure. And heart failure is one of those diseases we don't generally see improvement. So this is, once again, some good news coming from this meeting. The other research that was covered here was just the kind of the headline here, where it talked about the angioplasty and exercise doing better. One of the research studies they're looking at in the exercise group, 63% of patients have survived without cardiac events, you know, comparatively, and to only 40% in the angioplasty group not having a cardiac event of like heart attack, stroke, or death. So those are, you know, a significant difference between that, and that's improvement over and above what we're seeing for angioplasty. So it's just really one of those areas that we can really take control, and even in this case, have better results than a major surgical procedure that in itself can have negative side effects. Well, once again, we're seeing across the board here that exercise having positive side effects, you know, that we covered earlier this week. So, you know, giving more light to exercise, taking another look at this, I think we really can see some things here that can give us long-term benefits for our cardiovascular health. Okay, and that brings us to our news or our recent research for today. And we're going to look today at something I found on Medscape, talking about a large meta-analysis links higher levels of cardiorespiratory fitness to lower risk of death and cardiovascular disease. This was a big one. You know, as far as studies go, this is what you want to see. You want to see a lot of research happen over the years. And then after we see continual trends in that research, you want a big, huge meta-analysis done to say, okay, what is all the research saying together? Since we can look at each study individually, but can we couple them together in ways that we can actually extract some information from? So this one, you know, covers 33 different trials, 187,000 people. And like the title says there, you know, cardiorespiratory fitness is a kind of a term that doesn't really make tons of sense, but yet it does. You know, if you just think of it as your fitness level, your ability to be able to endure long, you know, running or some kind of cardiovascular workout, you know, in your fitness level here, once again, showing that it's a decreased risk for death and cardiovascular disease. So those in the lowest level of cardiorespiratory fitness, those that were not as physically active or those that couldn't endure as much physical activity, had a 70% higher risk for all-cause mortality and a 56% higher risk for coronary heart disease or cardiovascular disease events, meaning, once again, like heart attack or stroke, you know, anything related to the arteries and disease. And so, you know, that's just huge. When we look at, maybe if you were only looking at following 10 people, you know, there could be a fluke there and say, oh, 7 out of 10 people died earlier than, you know, than another group that had better, you know, exercise capacity. But this is 187,000 that were looked at, you know, over 33 different studies. And so that 70% and that 56%. Really kind of play a big factor. So these are kind of comparing them to people, okay, looking over the years and in how many years they followed them per study. What you see is that as they follow them, they kind of relate two together. Okay, so if you work out, you have a good workout capacity, you have a good exercise capacity compared to this person that doesn't, you know, 70% higher risk in that group for death. That's just huge. And so even for those with intermediate levels, the risk obviously goes down. It was what we call linear. What we see is a trend that is consistent, where if you had more capacity for exercise, then your risk goes down, but you're still 40% higher in the intermediate level, 40% higher risk for mortality, and 47% higher risk for coronary heart disease and cardiovascular disease events. So that's just huge. And so when we look at the number of people, once again, these numbers are very significant and really speak to, you know, when we look to trying to avoid heart disease and trying to avoid, you know, any things like stroke, you know, especially the fact that not only these things lead to death, they also lead to, once you have an event, really seriously impedes your ability to do most things. So to be able to affect that positively through something like exercise, something that can be enjoyed on a daily basis with people, you know, if you get together with a friend and take a little bit of a walk and just get started with something that you can enjoy. And just working an office job as I am right now, and we have this challenge going this week, trying to figure out, you know, how much are we sitting around and how much activity are we actually getting. I'm realizing that, you know, it's difficult, especially if you don't have a job. You know, if you're 9 to 5 and your job is not really active, then you're missing out on large chunks of days where you're just sitting down and sitting around. And so I found some cheats. I'm gonna come at Matt with some new stuff. We have in the office, we've been working with these exercise bands, resistance bands, and they're really actually kind of neat. They give you the ability to kind of work out when you're sitting around. So I'm gonna see if I still can't beat them out on this next challenge and see if I can't figure out a way to get more activity. But it's difficult. But if you find ways, especially enjoyable ways, where you can interact with other people and keep active, you really can make this deal a little bit more fun for you. So, you know, hopefully this is some encouraging research you're looking at as far as some of the information that was out there. Really like to see, you know, all of us just be encouraged to move forward together and trying to get better health. And looking ahead a bit, not waiting for the emergency situation to just overwhelm us, and all of a sudden we're hit with something, and now we have to solve it with pretty dramatic, you know, whether that's medications or whether that's surgeries that can have some side effects, instead of waiting till we get to that point, being a little more proactive ahead of time, especially if you find out that you're at more of a risk, you know, being a little more proactive at that point as well, and finding the turnaround point can be good. So, well, I hope you got some good information today. We'll see you next time for the next podcast. Once again, any notes or any information needed for the today's podcast can be found on odehealth.com/blog/podcast.